She spoke and lulled the other's cries and stayed her eyes from tears. Penelope bathed, and putting on fresh garments, went to her upper chamber with her maids, took barley in a basket, and thus she prayed Athena. Hear me, thou child of aegis-bearing Zeus, unwearied one. If ever wise Odysseus, when at home, burned the fat thighs of ox or sheep to thee, thereof be mindful now. Preserve me, my dear son. Guard him against the cruel suitor's wrongs. Thus having said, she raised the cry, and the goddess heard her prayer. But the suitors broke into uproar up and down the dusky hall, and a rude youth would say, Ha, ha, at last the long-wooed queen makes ready for our marriage. Little she thinks that for her son death is in waiting. So they would say, but knew not how things were. And now Antinous addressed them, saying, Good sirs, beware of haughty talk of every kind, or someone may report it indoors, too. Come, rather let us rise, and quietly as we may, let us effect the scheme which pleased the hearts of all. So saying, he chose the 20 fittest men, who went to the swift ship and to the shore. They, in the first place, launched the ship into deep water, put mast and sail in the black ship, fitted the oars into their leathern slings, all in due order, and up aloft spread the white sail. Stately squires carried their armor. Out in the stream they moored the boat. They themselves disembarked, took supper there, and waited for the evening to come on. But in her upper chamber, heedful Penelope still lay fasting, tasting neither food nor drink, anxious whether her gallant son would escape death, or by the audacious suitors be borne down, as doubts a lion in a crowd of men, in terror as they draw the crafty circle round him. To her in such anxiety sweet slumber came, and lying back she slept, and every joint relaxed. Now a new plan the goddess formed, clear-eyed Athena. She shaped a phantom fashioned in a woman's form, even like Iphthime, daughter of brave Icarius, her whom Eumelus married, that had his home at Pherae. And this she sent to the house of princely Odysseus, that it might make Penelope, mourning and sighing now, cease from her griefs and tearful cries. It came into the chamber, passed the bolt strap, stood by her head, and thus addressed her. Are you asleep, Penelope, dear troubled heart? No, never shall the gods that live at ease leave you to weep and pine, for still your son is destined to return, since in the gods' sight he is no transgressor.